And now for something purposely positive.
And welcome to Strive to Thrive, the Purposely Positive Podcast. Brought to you by TonyWCoaching.com, where your greatest success is right in front of you. This is Tony Wexler, your host, and on this podcast, we talk about positive issues to bring positive content into the world.
As many of you know, Tony Robbins is one of my mentors, and one of his most famous quotes is this: "Life happens for us, not to us." Now, as this podcast goes live, we're just starting a new year, and with a new year comes new opportunities. Some of those are right in front of us. So today, I want to go down deep, and I want to try to answer the question, does life really happen for us? And to help me with this topic, I want to welcome back my dear friend, Kathy. Kathy, welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, Tony. How are you? Thank you so much for having me back to your podcast. It's an honor to be here with you talking about this amazing, amazing topic.
I am so excited to have you back. And to remind the listeners, we had a very, very emotional, but yet just really enjoyable episode where you shared with us about the loss of your sister and those lessons that she taught you in life. And I just thought, someone who's gone through so many rough things in life and yet came out with a positive attitude and the right mindset, I thought you would really understand this life happening for us as opposed to us. So that was one of the reasons I wanted to bring you back. So how are things going with you, and how does this topic really resonate with you today?
Well, things have been very, very good. I come a long way of a lot of healing, transformation, and growing this past years. I'm very excited. And this topic, it really touches my heart, because the first time that I heard that quote from Tony Robbins, literally, it was kind of like my aha moment, saying, wow, like, do that means like things are happening for me, not to me. It's like seeing the grace in everything that happens in your life. I think that changed my perspective in life and being able to as well heal from the loss of not only my sister, and I lost two other family members as well in 2020. Being able to see the grace, the joy, and take the good things from that situation, all the learnings from my sister, my grandparents, and be grateful for the life and all the moments that we got to share and see the beauty of the moments that we have and that we share. So that's when my completely, that helped me heal. That completely helped me heal a lot. Yeah,
it's part of the healing, I think, is really understanding the gratitude that we have. I think that's one of our highest values. We can be upset, but when we're in gratitude, it's hard to be upset. It's even hard to be angry. It's hard to be anxious when we're grateful. And one of the things that, even though it's very, very difficult for anyone to lose a loved one, and I've lost many in my life, you know, including my sister and both my parents. And I think we talked about that on the last episode. But when I think back, you know, I have such fond memories. And you know what? Life may be able to take a person away, but they'll never be able to take those memories from our heart. And we'll always have those things with us. And in that way, sometimes those thoughts and just the desire to really think about, what would this person want me to do if I was in this situation? You know, what would he or she want me to do? And thinking about things that way, we can really turn our life around. And I know there's a lot of people out there that have gone through things. COVID was a difficult year. I mean, 2020 was a lot of people. But, you know, on another topic, but related to COVID, I mean, I've talked to so many people, Kathy, that have said that year, even though it was such a tragic year and we lost a lot of people and a lot of things happened, a lot of people had really amazing breakthroughs, and they've changed their life. There are things that happened that year that I did, including what I do now. I wouldn't be talking to you right now. We wouldn't have met. God. We wouldn't have a podcast if that whole COVID situation wouldn't happen, because I was working as an investigator at the time. I was thinking of starting a business, but a little bit different business than what I do now. And I only started this podcast in 2020 because I saw all the negativity in the world, and I felt that somebody had to start bringing positive content into the world, hence the Purposely Positive podcast. If that all wasn't happening,
I love
life,
that.
Life was really happening for us, not to us in that situation.
Oh my God, I love that story so much. That's amazing. That I completely agree with you. The same thing. I love what you mentioned about gratitude. I think one of the things that transformed me from that situation, from losing a loved one, being able to appreciate life. Like sometimes we take life for granted, I guess we don't realize. And then like losing my sister at a very young age, I'm like, life could, you know, you could be gone any moment. So I start being grateful every morning that I wake up. I do that since 2020. It's been almost 3 years. I wake up, I always say at least minimum three things that I'm grateful for. Usually my list goes beyond that, but at least I have to think about three things that I'm very grateful for. And the first thing I say is thank you. Thank you to, I'm connected to God, but you know, thank you to your higher self, the universe. Thank you for being able to wake up another day, because not much people get to do that. Yeah. Not many people get to wake up another day. And I'm here. So the first thing I say is always thank you.
Yeah.
And be grateful. Gratitude has been a huge part as well in my transformation, my healing, seeing gratitude for everything, not only the good things, but also the bad things, I will say, because the bad things teach you so much, lessons as well. Grateful for everything. Life is beautiful in every aspect, the good, the bad. It's just a whole experience. It's the way you see things, I will say.
It's the way you see things. One of my favorite quotes comes from Wayne Dyer, and it's, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And it's all about the mindset. And when you brought up gratitude and three things, it's interesting because that's one of the things that I will teach my clients, is to every night before they go to bed to write down three things that they're grateful for. Now, I always tell them on the other side of that same card to write down three things they need to get done the next day, you know, the most important things. But the reason that I have them put the gratitude on the one side is that's what you focus on the first thing when you get up in the morning.
Yes.
Read those three things you're grateful for, no matter how silly they are. Say, even if it's just that you're going to bed in a nice warm bed, because how many people in the world don't have that? You know, we come to take this life for granted, and the things around us. And when we say life happens for us, no matter what circumstance we're going through, we can always think of somebody else who's certainly going through worse. It's not to say anything about what they're going through, but it just, by comparison, like you said, our life, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. When you see the beauty in everything that is happening to us, it's like life is a gift. Is like a whole journey, the good, the bad, and you're able to see from the bad what you take is experiences, the lessons, and from the good, of course, you get the memories and all the happiness that you have experienced for the good times. I think the mindset, like you mentioned, has a lot to play with it. Your thoughts, right? What you think, because that creates your emotions, and those emotions translate to actions. So a lot have to do also with what thoughts are you thinking? What are you bringing to your mind? And that's going to cause you how you feel, and then you're going to start acting that way. So if your thoughts are for gratitude, I think you're going to feel gratitude for everything that you see in your life. And then you're going to start attracting and acting with gratitude in everything that you do as well.
Absolutely. You know, I look at life as, it's almost like climbing a mountain. I don't know if you've ever experienced climbing a mountain, but when,
yes,
and not necessarily like the rock climbing, but just hiking up a mountain.
Hiking.
In New York State, we have the Adirondacks and the mountains. And I like to go, especially during the fall season, I like to go out and do some hikes up in the woods and up in the mountains. But so when you're going up the mountain, you're focusing on what's in front of you, and you just see this mountain that it's something for you to accomplish. It's something for you to go after. It's like a goal, right? It's in front of you. But it's not until you turn around after you've been walking for a while that you just realize how far you've come and how many things you've accomplished, because you can see, wow, I've come up, I've gone this far. As we go through life, sometimes we just have to remember to turn around and to see how far we've come. And it'll help us realize that, yes, you know, even though maybe bad things are happening and we feel that it's happening to us, but when we change our perspective, we can really focus on how it is happening for us.
Yeah. Regardless of the road, I love that analogy that you put, climbing a mountain, because like you say, you're focusing more like going forward, but sometimes we tend to forget all the things that we went through and how we are making it. And also have some grace for ourselves and be, I make it through so much and I'm still going up. And I'm sure once you reach the top, the view and everything must be like wonderful and beautiful.
Yes.
And having that beautiful moment for yourself and seeing I made it or I got here, and being able to also see all your past experiences, like you said, look back and be grateful for that as well. Because that got you, you know, we could say, to keep climbing and reaching the top.
One of the most amazing things that I've experienced, you know, in the world of coaching as a coach is I get to walk with people up that mountain path. You know, I get to be with them when they turn around and see how far they've come. And I get to be with them when they reach the summit at the top of the mountain and they have that moment. I can look at them and I can say, you did this. Right. Because, I was with them, but it had nothing to do with me. They're the ones who did it. And to experience that with people and to see those moments in people's lives, it's really it's the most rewarding thing. I get paid for what I do, but the reward is much more than you know, even the financial reward.
Seeing the transformation and how people have, like you said, how far they have come and accomplished and transformed their lives and being the person that they want to be. And I think we all deserve to be the best version of ourselves. We are put in this life, I believe, for a purpose, for a greater purpose than ourselves. And I would say, for me, helping other people, seeing, you know, how beautiful we all are in different aspects, how different, but at the same time, how connected we are from one another. So I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, I like that you brought that up, how different people are, but yet how connected we are. And I think the experiences that we have in our lives are things that connect us, because we all have a lot of common threads. I mean, hey, we've all been born, right? We all have family members. We all experience those joyful things in our lives, and we all will experience those not so joyful things in our life. And it's the same for everyone. I mean, some people, you know, they go through more difficult experiences, but you know, we're talking about a Tony Robbins quote, and one of the interesting stories that Tony has told is he talks about the person who wins the lottery, which you think that would be a completely amazing life-changing thing. I won the lottery. But a lot of these people who win the lottery, a few years later, they're back, they're not happy, and they spent all the money and they're broke again. Some of them get into drugs and alcohol and they go down the wrong path. Right. But then he tells the story of, and again, I'm kind of paraphrasing it. You know, I'm not doing it justice, but he tells the story of someone that he knew who was in a car accident and became like a quadriplegic. And they still continued to live the most joyous life. You know, they could have been sitting around feeling sorry for themselves and saying, oh, look what happened to me. But yet they embraced life. they embrace that thought that life happens for us. They realize that, hey, I can't change what's going on. I can't make any changes to this. What happened happened. It's in the past. But I'm not going to let that, my past and even my present circumstances, mess up my future. And to have that gratitude and that attitude of love and loving life and living each day. Helen Keller, she lost her sight and her hearing right after, shortly after birth. And one of the quotes that, it's one of my favorite quotes of all time, is she says, life is a great adventure or nothing. And someone who lived life like that, I mean.
Imagine without being able to hear and see, that's amazing. I love what you mentioned about Tony Robbins. He also has like a quote that he says, your past did not equal your future. And I really love that. And also what he mentions about like the story that you were saying, which is true, being able to the control, like we cannot control certain things, but what we could control is how we see, how we feel, or emotions, or judgments, or actions, or thoughts. That's what we have control on. What happened to us, like you said, like an accident, maybe losing a job, like Tony sometimes mentions the government or what your neighbor did. Like you have no control over other people's actions or what life throws at you. You have no control over that, but how you react to it and how you see things, your mindset and the glasses we could say that you put on in that event or whatever happens to you. I mean, that's what makes you being from feeling the victim to actually taking control of your life and being victorious. From victim to victorious.
From victim to victorious. I like it. Yes. And I think what you just said, Kathy, is really summarizes the attitude that we should have if we want to live this life where life happens for us and not to us. And that is, you know, we can't control the things that happen to us, but what we can control is our reaction to them, how we react. And if we react in a negative, not so positive way, it's going to, and it happens all the time. I mean, even the simplest things in life, and I'm guilty of it. I'm sure we all are. I mean, traffic drives me crazy. I hate getting in traffic. I get very impatient. But a lot of times I sit back and just say, okay, there's a reason for this. I cannot control.
You cannot control traffic.
Yeah. I can't control it. So I'm just going to enjoy the ride and make the best of it. We're talking a little bit before we started recording, and you know, we both like to listen to audiobooks in our car. And one of the things that I've tried to tell myself, and this is a little mindset shift, is that if for some reason I get stuck in traffic, or maybe there's like an accident where I'm just come to a dead standstill, I know I'm going to be late for my appointment. There's nothing I can do about that.
All right. But I know that.
I will think that maybe there's something on this book that I need to hear. And if I wasn't stuck in this traffic, I wouldn't have heard it, because it's going to take me longer to get to where I want to go. So I just focus. There's something that God is trying to teach me, is what I say. So when I change my focus, and it's really that simple, although it's not that simple, but you know, in practical sense, it's really that simple. Change our focus.
That, like you said, instead of focusing on, okay, I'm stuck in traffic, oh my God, there's an accident, I've been complaining about it, now I'm going to be late for work, or I'm going to be late for my appointment. Now, like you're focusing on, okay, great, it happened for a reason. I have more time to listen to this audiobook that I wanted to finish, and I'm going to make the best out of it. Most likely you're going to get those little nuggets that maybe the universe told you needed to listen to this. And that's why you're stuck in traffic.
Yeah. You just have to, it's called reframing, is what we call it in NLP. Where we go back and we reframe our past. But, you know, right now we are entering a new year. It's 2024 and we're getting things started. We all have new goals, new desires, things that we really want to go after in our life. 2023, what happened in 2023, 2022, you know, in the past, what happened in those past years, it's gone. I mean, we have memories, and I think it's important that we remember the good things and we focus on the good memories, but those bad things that happened to us, you know, they're not happening. Let's focus, let's live in this present moment. I think the more we learn to live in the present, appreciate the past for what it was, you know, enjoy our memories, like I said before, but live in the present moment. When we live in the now, that's when we can really have, that's when the magic can happen.
Yeah, I think that's when happiness also happen. There's a good book, which I'm planning to read, The Power of Now. I believe, I mean, that's all we have. If you think about it, the past, like you say, is history, is done. Yeah. You learn from it, you move on, life continues. You could be grateful about your past. But that is it. Your future, we don't know future. We don't even know if we're going to wake up tomorrow. Many things could happen. All we have is just this exact present moment in this life. It's insane to think about it. But to be honest, living in the present, it's super fulfilling and super joyful. And I think that comes also with gratitude to be able to wake up and say, wow, I have this day. I'm going to make the best out of this day. Whatever happens is meant to happen. And just seeing the positive. And one of the things that I always tell myself, there's a quote that I always, since I was little, I will always say, things always happen for a reason. There's always a reason for everything to happen. Maybe the reason you might not see it at the moment, why it's happening to you, but then you're like, oh, perfect. It was happening for me. Now I understand why I didn't get the job that I wanted, that I thought it was good for me. And then at the end of the day, I end up with a better job that I thought I would never have. So sometimes it's just letting things go and surrendering to whatever life has basically to teach you and offer you.
Yeah, you're right. You have to surrender to that, to the lessons that are out there. When we go through a situation, always try to look back and say, what is this? What lesson can I learn from this?
Yes.
I talk a lot about goals and setting goals and working toward things in teaching and in coaching. But really, I think one of the things that people need to do is, see, they become invested in the outcome, but what they really should be is interested in the outcome, but invested in the learning. The learning is so much more important. The outcome is great when we have a goal. That's what we want. But if we don't get there, then lesson do we learn?
Yeah, I love that. Like basically who you become in that journey. Yeah, you have the goal. It's perfect. That's what I'm going to aim for. But the journey, enjoying the journey as well. I think that's very important. Enjoying whatever that journey is going to bring you and be present, you know, during that goal that you're trying to reach.
Yes, exactly. You know, and I'm thinking, you know, we just went through the holiday season, and I'm thinking of Christmas as a child. If you remember all those wonderful Christmases past with people, and even if you don't celebrate Christmas, whatever holiday, you know, you celebrate, those times when you're sitting around the table with those family members, and we can be grateful for those times. This year, throughout the year, whenever we have those family get-togethers, sometimes those things can be a little stressful, because there's always, you know, Uncle Joe always says the wrong thing, you know, those type of things. But you know what? As I look back, you know, I was watching some old home movies, and you know, these are old videos, and videos for like when I was a child, and I'm watching this, and I'm looking at this, and I'm going, you know what? Every single one of these people, maybe with very few exception, are not here anymore. And I'm watching them, and I'm realizing that these are memories that, like I said earlier, you can't take those memories away.
Right.
And in that moment, life was happening for me. And here I am years later watching and reflecting and realizing that some of the lessons and some of the things that I was taught by those people in my past are living today in the present, because if it wasn't for the connections that I had to some of those people, you know, and that's for the good and the bad too. I mean, sometimes we may have learned lessons that were not really helping us, but we have to learn to sort that out. But for the most part,
I think you pass every, we could say, bad situation. You look at it at that way, at that moment, or difficult situation that you pass in your life. At the end of the day, I think that's what it's going to teach you, they say, the biggest lesson of your life, like a disguise, like a blessing in disguise, they call it. Those big challenges that really shake you, because at least for me, losing family member, it shaked me spiritually, everything. It's like, what's going on? And I think those big moments in your life make you who you are as of today. I like when Tony also says, if I wanted my mom to be the mom that I want her to be when I was smaller, I wouldn't be the Tony Robbins that I'm today. It's basically saying, if maybe that incident or that challenge in my life didn't happen, then I wouldn't be the woman that I am today. So finding that gratitude and seeing the grace that everything happened for a reason. Mm-hmm. At that time, you don't see it. But as you grow older, you see the grace, because you're like, I needed to pass through that challenge. Yeah. My soul needed to learn. I needed to grow. Sometimes big things had to happen in order for you to transform and become like a better person. Because maybe if those things don't happen, you're still being the same person. So sometimes the universe put you some challenging things for you to really realize and see, I'm growing. This is going to help grow. And that's how I see it.
Yeah. I know you went through a very difficult year in 2020. And even over the last few years, you've had a lot of challenges. And maybe if there's someone listening right now who's been going through a lot of challenges in their life, maybe they're a little unsure and they're saying, well, you guys can talk about it, but you're not going through what I'm going through, that kind of thing, that kind of thoughts that people might be having. Can you speak to maybe the people out there that are being a little skeptical and tell them a little bit about what you've learned throughout all the difficulties that you've recently experienced?
Well, what I could tell them is, first and foremost, don't give up on yourself. Do not give up on yourself. Believe in yourself. Believe in the power, the powerful human, the powerful light that all of us have inside. Sometimes we just forget about it, I think, because of situations. And then you become like the victim. You're like, oh no, this is happening to me. And then you become the sad person and the victim of all your problems or challenges. So I would say, start seeing the beauty and the grace of all the challenges, and start thinking back, what this challenge has shown me, how can I grow from this, what did I learn from this? And then you start seeing the beauty of that challenge or anything that you're going through. And there's always, like they say, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Probably if you're going through something rough right now, you might not see it, but always have the faith in your heart that, like they say, the storm is never going to be forever. It's just a little chapter of your life that you're going through that you must go through in order to see the light and become that better version of yourself, that stronger person, that brave person, that you'll be able to see your beautifulness and being able to see, I went through so much and now I made it to the other side, to the light, and be able to see the grace and how beautiful human you are. So that's keep beautiful. Going, don't stop, believe in yourself, have faith that everything's going to turn out the way it's meant to turn out for you. Mm. Everybody's here to grow and transform their lives in different ways. That's why we all have different challenges. But everything is here for a purpose. Yes. And keep going. Believe in yourself.
Keep going.
That's what I will tell them.
Keep going.
Keep going. Life continues. And believe.
I would add to that to pay attention to the divine appointments in our life. when certain things happen, or, you know, maybe we meet certain people, and there are certain times we're meant to meet these people, or we're meant to be in this circumstance. We're meant to be in this place at this very moment, and pay attention to those things, because you'd be surprised at how many doors will open for you when you pay attention to that.
That's the saying wonderful. That I love, that I have actually marked in a little frame that says, you are exactly where you're meant to be. I love that. I say that every morning.
You are exactly where you
where
meant,
you're
to be.
Meant to be.
Yes, yes. And you are, because, yes, life really does happen for us.
Everything is meant to happen. Everything.
Everything. Everything. So before we close today, a couple things. If people were interested in reaching out to you, I know that that you have a lot of things you're working on right now. So what would be the best way to connect?
Okay. You guys could reach me out in my Instagram, KatyLove20 in Instagram. That's how you could find me, as well as in Facebook, Abby as Kathy Rivera. You could find me there as well. And also I have... currently, if you guys are interested, I have a store that I created. Basically, when my sister passed, she was my inspiration to create this website to help and bring awareness to cancer, not only to cancer, but any other also illnesses. So I create merchandise, and with the profits, I'll be giving it to the certain associations related to each cause. And the website is the awareness cause. .com. So you could guys go and check it out as well.
That would be awesome. And I will, of course, post the links in the podcast notes, as well as a link to the first time you were on the podcast when you had the episode entitled Lessons My Sister Taught Me. Because it's, if you haven't listened to that, it's a beautiful episode, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Before we close, though, I want to ask one question. I always ask people about being purposely positive, but we've already talked about that on the first episode. So I want to ask you something different today. And this is a little different question, but it's a very simple question. What makes you the happiest?
What makes me the happiest? I would say being able to wake up every morning and have health. For me, health is my number one thing. I think with health, we could reach anything. We could be with our family, love members. With health, we have everything. For me, being happiest, being able to wake up and have the health that I have every day, that just brings me joy, as well as, of course, my family, loved ones. They are my happiness as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I like bringing up health too, because there's another quote that says that a healthy person has 1,000 wishes, but an unhealthy person only has one. I think wherever you are, you know, in your health journey, focus on what can you do to make your life better, no matter what stage you're at. And if you're a healthy person, be grateful for that state and go out there and try to make a difference in the world. I think that's kind of where I'm getting at.
That's beautiful. And talking about health, and sometimes I want to be more specific, I guess. We talk about health and we think it's physically mostly, but I think health comes as a whole. Health meaning mentally as well, spiritually, having that higher connection, emotionally, and of course, physically. I think when we have health in all those four aspects in our lives, we could live like a very happy and fulfilling life, in my experience. And now that we're starting a new year, I think that should be an extremely very important goal, at least for me, to keep improving myself in those areas of health, meaning, you know, spiritually, physically, emotionally. And yes, let's make this year amazing.
Let's make this year amazing. I love it. Well, Kathy, yeah, we could probably go on for like another hour, but we're getting to the the end of the time. And I just want to thank you for coming back on the podcast. And I've thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. And I hope those listening will have gotten something out of it and learned that life does really happen for us.
Thank you so much, Tony, for having me back again. It's been an honor and pleasure to be part of your audience as well. like you said, hopefully somebody could take any little thing that we just spoke about and make that switch and swift or in their mindset or in their lives that could change them. I think we will accomplish our goal. Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And you've been listening to Strive to Thrive, the Purposely Positive Podcast, brought to you by TonyWCoaching.com, where your greatest success is right in front of you. And you may be out there trying to struggle to make life happen for you. If you need a free resource, you can download an ebook at TonyWCoaching.com called Strive to Thrive, and it'll help you live a direction of a purposely positive life.